The book of Proverbs is a book of instruction set up to teach young upper class Hebrew men the way of wisdom. The motto of the book is, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction." There are two women woven throughout the book of Proverbs: woman wisdom and the strange woman, or also known as Lady Folly. They look similar. It's hard to discern between wisdom and folly. Throughout the book, we get short wisdom sayings called proverbs that require us to use wisdom to discern. For some, contradict each other. You have to know when to apply each proverb. Finally, at the very end of this book, we get the description of the woman of substance, of strength. The book ends with her. Our Bible translates this woman as a capable wife, but Hebrew does not have a word for wife, only woman. And the Hebrew word eset hayel is so much more than just capable. This woman is powerful, valiant. This poem is an alphabetic acrostic. Each line begins with a letter of Hebrew, the Hebrew ABCs. This poem describes this woman from A to Z. So let us read Proverbs 31, 10 through 31. "A capable wife, who can find? She is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands. She is like the ship of the merchant. She brings her food from far away. She rises while it's still night and provides food for her household and tasks for her servant girls. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. She puts her hands to the staff and her hands open the spindle. She opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hand to the needy. She is not afraid for her household when it snows, for all her household are clothed in crimson. She makes herself coverings. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the city gates, taking his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them. She supplies the merchants with sashes. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her happy. Her husband, too, he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her a share in the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the city gates." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. When I first read this passage, I thought to myself, who can possibly live up to these standards? This woman is certainly impressive. If you look at this poem at face value and you compare yourself to this woman, you might think that the epitome of a woman is a wife, mother, workaholic, who is trusted and adored by her husband, works day and night, and even makes her own clothing. What then does that say about those of us who do not have children, who are not married, who do not fit into these categories. For too long, we have been comparing women, putting some on pedestals and vilifying others. In order to truly appreciate this woman of strength, we have to remember that this poem is written in and by a culture that thought women could do nothing. Women were property. They were seen and not heard. Instead of thinking about this woman as an actual person that we have to measure up to, I challenge us to think about this valiant woman as personified wisdom. She is a superhero, a mythic legend. She certainly shares a lot in common with woman wisdom from earlier in Proverbs. Both have servant girls, provide food, a life of security, bestow honor, are strong, known at the city gates, hate wickedness, stretch out their hands to the needy, laugh, teach, and are associated with the fear of the Lord. If we view this woman as wisdom, we have to remember that according to Proverbs, wisdom is there at the beginning of creation. She is God's companion. Wisdom and God are intertwined. In our culture, we don't often get to see female images of wisdom. The sage is often shown as an old man with a long flowing beard. In The Lord of the Rings, Gandalf is the sage in long flowing robes and a long beard. He journeys with Frodo, offering wisdom and support. In Harry Potter, Dumbledore is the sage headmaster, a guy with, guess what? A long flowing beard. In The Karate Kid, the wise sage is Mr. Miyagi. His beard isn't quite so big. In Star Wars, we have Yoda. But you get the point. If you look around, many of our images of wisdom are masculine. But in Scripture, we get something altogether different. A woman. What does it say to us that the epitome of wisdom is a woman in a culture that valued men? That part of wisdom's work is the work of women. This woman works with willing hands with wool and flax. She provides food. She weaves and spins, creating linen garments. For generations, this work was not valued. Because women did not bring home the bacon, their work was viewed as inferior. But not only does this woman of strength do women's work, she does work that would have been surprising and even scandalous for women to do. The descriptions of this woman of strength are words saved for warriors, entrepreneurs, affluent men, kings, landlords. They are masculine words in this day and time. She is like the ship of a merchant. This kind of movement wasn't allowed for women. Women were in the home, not like a ship navigating wind and wave. She buys fields. Women in this day and age did not own property. She gets her hands dirty planting a vineyard. She sells merchandise, and she knows it's good stuff. She knows it's profitable. This woman takes societal assumptions and standards and throws them out the window. She does women's work and men's work, and they aren't parsed out. She does both. And all her works are revered. God's wisdom does not always look like what we would expect. What's surprising about this poem isn't just what's included, but what's excluded. This poem isn't about this woman's husband and what he does for her. Wisdom is the center of this poem, and this woman's worth isn't derived from her husband or even her children. Her virtue does not lie in her submission. She is lifted up because of her agency, actions, choices, strength, dignity, and power. In a world where women had no power, this mythical woman, wisdom, defies all norms. God's wisdom does not always look like what we would expect. There's power in how this poem describes this woman of strength and wisdom. Using this poem, I wonder if we could draw this woman. No, because nowhere are her physical attributes described. She is not more precious than jewels because she's a size 2. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, the scripture says. God's wisdom does not look like what we expect. For me, this idea is a breath of fresh air in our world that is obsessed with beauty, where there's pressure to have the perfect image displayed on Facebook or Instagram to get the most likes, where we are told our physical appearance isn't good enough, where we are told to smile more even when we are hurting inside, where we are pressured to alter our bodies with plastic surgery, Photoshop, makeup, and filters, where we mold ourselves into Spanx, endure disordered eating to be a certain size, where we are told the ways our bodies were created or function is not good enough. Our beauty-pressured world oppresses each and every one of us, male and female. All we have to do is turn on our TVs and watch a few commercials or buy a magazine. But wisdom shows us freedom from society's pressures. She doesn't care if others are whispering about the size of her hips or the nature of her work. God's wisdom does not look like we expect. God's wisdom is not based on appearance and societal norms, but on action, work, and the content of her character. In Proverbs, we are beckoned to follow wisdom all the days of our life. Seek her, know her, celebrate her. As we journey together, we need this good news. God's wisdom is not the world's wisdom. We need this reminder not to be driven by the outward appearance of things, but to work for the betterment of our homes, community, and nation, extending our hands out to the poor and those in need, to care for others in our ordinary daily work, no matter how trivial our work might seem, especially if we only feels like we are spinning yarn. Do not diminish or hide your strength. Use your dignity, power, and gifts. And don't fret if you can't work like wisdom does. We aren't called to be wisdom, but to journey with God's wisdom, to abide with wisdom. Instead of trying to outwork her, may we work with wisdom, know wisdom, trust wisdom, laugh with wisdom, and walk with wisdom all the days of our lives. Amen.